Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Why Jesus is the perfect mediator between us and God, between God and man? Simply because in him we see all the necessary characteristics that must be found in the mediator, in the Savior. For example, the Savior must be human. How could God, who is spirit, pay the penalty for the sins of man who is flesh? It was a human penalty he wanted to bear. Therefore, God acquired the human form, became a true member of the human race, and paid the penalty. As a man, Christ could represent humanity. By the way, Jesus understands your struggle and my struggle, because he faced many of them as a human being on earth. Two, the Savior must be divine. Who can pay the full price, penalty, for all the sins people have committed, for everything wrong we have done, except a divine person, a perfect person? Therefore, the sacrifice had to have an infinite value. Everything Jesus did derived unique significance from his divine identity. Had he not been God, he could not have drawn near to God on our behalf. The Savior descended to us from God so he could lift us up to God. My friend, Jesus the Savior unites you with God. The Bible states, "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body." You read this in the Gospel, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, which means that the fullness of the divine nature became incarnate and was indwelling in the body of Christ. The whole deity became incarnate and appeared in human form. In Christ alone dwell the essence and nature of the Godhead, not merely the divine attributes of divinity. Jesus as man was not merely godlike, but in the fullest sense, God. That's what the gospel teaches. This is a fact. We see here the personal union of the Godhead with the manhood in Christ, the personal habitation of the deity in and union of it with the humanity of Christ, so close and intimate that the Godhead inhabiting and the manhood inhabited make but one and the same person. Just like, as an example, the soul and body in man make but one person. How this fact is of the most important to you and me, Christ promised, "Here I stand at the door of your heart, and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. We read this promise in the Gospel, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. So when you open your hearts to Christ, believe in him, and invite Jesus to enter your life, he will come inside you through his Spirit, and you will become partaker of the divine nature. This is recorded in the Gospel, 2 Peter chapter 1. This is very, very important fact God wants you to know. Jesus promised, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Jesus is standing at the door. Jesus is patient, waiting for admission. He is gracious. Christ is longing to have a love relationship with you, my friend. His emotion desires that our hearts be open to him so he can enter our lives. This is love. Jesus Christ desires a love relationship with you that will give you rest. God actually speaking to your heart and conscience, offering you salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. I encourage you to open the door of your heart right now and welcome his entrance. Jesus Christ knocks, but he will not break the door open. You have to decide whether you will take or whether you will reject Jesus and his words. If you do nothing, that means the door will remain shut in the face of Christ. Christ died on the cross to bear the sins of the world, including your sins and the mine. Christ is alive now. He wants you and me to welcome him in our lives. He pleads with you to believe in what he has done for you and repent of your sins, which means decide to forsake them, forsake anything wrong you know you are doing that is not pleasing to God. You know that it's against your conscience. Decide to forsake it. Jesus Christ desires that you welcome him in your life so you can receive the gift of God's forgiveness and the eternal life with God, which Jesus alone can give. All you need to do is to trust Jesus as the Savior of your soul. That is opening the door. It is like when I opened this morning the window shutters, I allowed the sunshine to come in. Jesus promised, I will come in to him, dwell in him, be really incorporated in his being. My friend, there is nothing better that can happen in your life than the actual dwelling of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in your spirit. And I invite you, I plead with you, I beg you to do that right now. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. If Christ spoke to you, Jesus, I believe that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for my sins. I invite you to come into my heart, to come into my life. Make me a child of God. Help me to experience God's forgiveness for everything wrong I have done. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for loving me that much to make the ultimate sacrifice for me, to save me from death and from suffering in hell. Thank you, God. Help me to walk with you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, send you some free materials, and give you any advice I can.
We need to break now. However, I will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. Today's program is deep and beautiful. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. This will be the most wonderful thing that can happen to you. Why? Because of who Jesus is. The gospel tells us clearly, in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. You read this in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. And Jesus promised to enter our lives when we open our hearts. My precious audience, this means that God Himself will live within you when you invite Jesus to enter your heart and life. Since Jesus shares the very nature of God and He offers to live within you, He is able to unite you with God. This is the most wonderful, great news you can ever hear in your life. Jesus is the only person who can unite you with God. Therefore, the moment you believe in who Jesus is and invite Him to enter your life, He will enter your life, and through His Spirit, He will give you the abundant, rich life God created you to enjoy. You are always looking for this life. It's found in Jesus. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You will be full of life. You will be more alive than ever. You will actually be excited to wake up in the morning. God guarantees this. Jesus said, I am the life. John 14, verse 6. This wonderful news we read in the gospel, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you open your heart and life to Jesus and believe that He is your Savior, who died and paid the penalty for all your sins, Jesus will enter your life through His Spirit, because He is alive today, unlike any other person or prophet. All are dead. Instead of living every day practicing sin, imagine, instead of doing wrong things all the time, which fill your life with dirt and filth, of course, anything wrong you do or have, like jealousy, hatred, selfishness, lies, dishonesty, all these things defiles you. Jesus said, poison your life, pollute your life. Jesus within you will help you to live a life full of forgiveness. You can actually forgive those people that hurt you. And your life will be full of love, even to the people that don't love you. He will give you pure thoughts. Of course, your thoughts will become more pure as you surrender your life to Jesus. His Spirit within you will encourage you to be honest and have self-control. You will have more peace and joy as a result. Your life will be meaningful, interestingly beautiful, because you will be doing the right things. Jesus will give you the best life you can possibly have on earth and will give you eternal life in the presence of God. You win-win here on earth and forever. Please hear Jesus' words, my friends. Jesus said, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. That's a promise. And we will share a meal together as friends. Jesus Christ wants to be not only your savior from your sin and the consequences of your sin, but also your friend. Jesus desires a love relationship with you. Jesus gives you the freedom, my friend, to choose him or not. He will not force himself on you, nor will he use force to make you open your heart. He will not force you to open your life to him and follow him. Unlike what I studied in Islam, force and killing was used often to force people to stay in Islam, to force people to say the Islamic confession, which is in Arabic, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulallah. In English, there is no true God but God, Allah, and Muhammad is a messenger of God. My friend, I studied the Islamic religion in depth in law school as a defense lawyer in Egypt. And throughout my life, violence and force was used and still being used in many Muslim countries to force people, even to try to force the government to follow the teaching of Muhammad. Because Muhammad said, whoever changed his religion, kill him. I can give you the reference. Even my wife, Hala, she was studying Islam in Al-Azhar University, the most prestigious Islamic university in Cairo. She graduated to become a Muslim and an Arabic teacher. But of course, she was fired every place she taught because she became born again. And she started telling the students in the university about Jesus. And before they put her in prison, the Muslim professor who was investigating her case became a Christian. And it was a beautiful story because in prison she met three other ex-Muslims and they wrote their names in one of the major newspapers in Egypt that if they don't return to be Muslims, they can suffer death or stay in prison until they become Muslims again. And their church, the largest Presbyterian church in Cairo, Qasr al-Dubara, was praying for them. And God used them to help some Muslim prisoners follow Christ. But my point is, I just want you to know that it was a happy ending story. It ended with victory. But the truth is, they put them in prison. The police officer told my wife, just say the Islamic confession and I'll let you go. She said, no, I am praying that you will know Jesus. Because your sins can be forgiven when you believe in Jesus. He told her, don't waste my time. I will throw you in prison like we did with your father. And she was thrown in prison. And thank God for the American government. The founder of Sat7 Satellite TV, Terry Ascott, told me in a mission conference that he informed the Congress in America and they put pressure on the Egyptian governments and they set them free. My friend, Jesus is a gentleman. When you read Jesus' words in the gospel, you will discover that Jesus desires to enjoy your friendship, a love relationship with you. Why? Because he loves you. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, I know you created me and I know you love me. I know now that you loved me enough to come to me in the person of Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for my sins, to rescue me from the consequences of sin, the horrible consequences of doing wrong things and to save me from eternal life separated from you in hell. Jesus, I believe in you. You are my Savior. I invite you to come into my heart and my life. Be my Savior. Make me a child of God. I am tired of living far from God. Thank you, God, for loving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, let me know. I want to congratulate you, send you some free materials. I want to rejoice with you. Hallelujah, you became a child of God. The rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with His Spirit and use our lives to manifest His love and help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to enjoy His love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, samy@gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.